Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is Sunday, the 26th day in the month of October 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good. The Lord has been good. He has been kind to us. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, "The Lord is my very present help." Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 27, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 11 to chapter 12. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 46 from verse 1 to 11. Psalm 46 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1 it reads, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose stream make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes the war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, "The Lord is my very present help." Our manual today reads, today's memory verse emphasizes the fact that God is our very present help in times of trouble. He is the God of the past, but he is also the God of the present. He can fix anything that is affecting your present as a result of mistakes you made in the past. One of my students, while I was still a lecturer at the University of Lagos, came to meet me some years ago. He had a problem. He was always sweating and his sweat smelled terribly. Nobody could sit close to him because of how bad it smelled. Different doctors had prescribed different soaps and medications to him, but the problem persisted. I was about to pray for him when God said, "No, don't pray. He needs to make a restitution." I told him what God said and he made the required restitution. After the restitution, he returned to me so I could pray for him. But God said there is no need. Just tell him not to drink cold water for 2 weeks. That was the end of the problem. Medical doctors could not have resolved this problem. But the one who is very present, who is our very present help, went to his past and turned the situation around and gave him a testimony. When we say that God is very present help, It means that there is nothing happening in the present that God is not aware of. It also means that he knows the best way to handle situations in the present. God's help is always very present to those who have surrendered their lives to him. Isaiah 65 verse 24 says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." This means that even before you discover that you need help, the very present help has gone ahead of you to provide solutions. I pray that you will experience more of God's accurate and prepared help from now henceforth in Jesus' name. I must, however, add that if you have not totally surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot access his very present help. Do not be like people who boast of a past relationship with God and expect him to help them in the present. If you are riding on past glory, it is time to renew your commitment to God. When you do this, you will then begin to enjoy his very present help. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, God is the very present help to those who regard him as their Lord in the present. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.